Isaiah 42. Amen. Isaiah chapter 42. Let's start in verse 13. And the Bible says, "And the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man, and he shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies." I'm glad I'm not an enemy of God, ain't you? "I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands and I will dry up the pools." But now watch this. Verse 16 said, "I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them." I want to preach just a little while tonight on God's providence in life. God's providence in life. We appreciate Him. Now, we preached this morning on the thought that God is able. And He said He's able to do all things, amen, all things for us. He's able to save us, He's able to keep us, and He's able to present us to Himself, amen, without spot or blemish, amen. Praise God. I'm glad for that. But in His providence, in God's providence in our life, praise God, it's His providence that makes a difference. It's that that'll change our lives, praise God, in the manifestation of what He'd have us to be. Now we see this in Isaiah chapter 42. And the Lord's talking about the chastening of the nation of Israel to bring them into line with where He's at. And He said that the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. Amen. He'll stir up jealousy like a man of war. And he'll cry. He'll roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. Amen. And God will prevail against his enemies. The enemies don't stand a chance against God. They may throw out everything that they have against him, but God will prevail in the end. They don't stand a chance. Hey, praise God. And I'm glad I'm not an enemy. I said a minute ago, I'm glad I'm not an enemy of God. He said, "I've long holding my peace, and I have been still and refrained myself." You know, God is patient with us. I was thinking as I was reading this to how patient God really is with you and I. How patient He is with a God-rejecting world. I guess I can just say this, they better be glad I ain't God. Amen. Because I don't have the patience that God does. I've learned patience. I wouldn't suggest that you pray for patience because that can be a hard trip, hard road. But we can ask God to help us to have patience. And I've had to do that in my Christian life. I just had to ask the Lord to help me to have patience, praise God, with the people around me and the things of life. And He's done that. Amen. So He said, "He's long to hold His peace," and He said, "He refrained Himself." He said, "I will cry like a travailing woman. I shall destroy and devour at once." God says, when He's had enough, He's had enough. Amen. We see in times in the Word of God, we see several times where God, when He had had enough, He said, "When enough's enough," He said, "It's enough." And He would have to come in and like a lion, a roaring, and He would have to tear up and destroy to get people's attention. I'm afraid we're living in a day, in the present hour we live, that God's having to destroy, tear up and destroy, amen, in order to get people's attention. Nobody wants to pay attention. Nobody wants to listen to God. Amen. But He's going to roar through the land. He's going to roar through the places and make them waste that won't listen to Him. He said He'd make waste the mountains and the hills and dry up their herbs. Amen. There's deserts and dryness all over the place. There's places in this in the United States of America that's just desolate because of the ungodliness in those places. You say, "Well, preacher, are you judging them?" No, I just see the way that they live and they choose not to choose God. Amen. I pray that we'd always be people that would choose God. This has always been called the Bible Belt of the United States, right through this region that we live. And it's even been called the buckle of the belt, where it was a solidness and a soundness and a foundation that people and families and homes could build upon. And we have to maintain that foundation for the glory of God. We have to make a place where God will be welcome, where we'd be welcomed and reverenced in our houses, in our homes, in our churches, and in our communities where we live. We've got to open the doors of our heart and invite in the good God of heaven so that He can have prevalence in her life, praise God, and He can have a presence in our life, and He can have a purpose in our life, so we can start getting things fixed up with God the way they ought to be according to His perfect will. Amen. But He said He would dry up the rivers and dry up the pools, and the things would be dusty for a while. Amen. But God's a God, a gracious God. And He says, even though they turned their backs on Him, even though they've chose not to be represented by the good God of heaven, that God in His providence in life, praise God, is still manifest day by day. And the God that we serve and the providence that He has in our lives is still manifest day by day. Sometimes we don't even recognize, we don't realize the presence of God all around us. Amen. The presence of God is all around us, and it's real today. It's just as real as it's ever been. And we know it is because God doesn't change. Amen. He does not change. And so when we realize that, He tells us in verse 16, I want to just look at this one verse right here tonight, just for just a little while, and you pray for us. And I just want to take my time and look at this tonight, Lord. We look at this and just see how merciful, how kind, and how good God is even this evening. Amen. Praise God. So we see here, the Bible tells us in verse 16, He said, well, I'll bring the blind by the way that they knew not. Now we see that He's talking about the blind, those that are unwilling to see. Not that they couldn't see, but they didn't want to see. Amen. Man without God, let me just say this, man without God is blind.
Amen.
Amen. Man without God is blind. You don't realize that there's a God of heaven. There's somebody that can help you if you'll let them. But a man without God, he's blind to the things of God, the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the love of God, the hope of God, and the help of God. We just don't see it. But when God Almighty begins to manifest Himself, amen, and we realize that man knows nothing outside of God. Man knows nothing about his future other than what God knows. I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. Amen. It was blessed my heart. Brother Chris said he got him a job. Boy, praise the Lord. But we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I'm glad God knows what's going to happen. See, man outside of God is blind. We can't see, we don't know, we don't even know what to ask for. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise God, that knows where we're at. So we don't have to stumble around in the darkness. Stumble around in blindness. Amen. Man is always stumbling around in blindness and darkness outside of God. Amen. We're always stumbling around looking for something, trying to find something, but you can't find it without God. We just don't know where to. We don't know how to look. We don't know where to look. Amen. But God says that He will bring the blind by the way. So we see what God wants to do. We notice God's promise in a divine leadership. He says this. He says I will bring. Amen. Talking about a divine leadership of a holy and a righteous God. He said, I will bring them along. I'm the one that'll be there for them. I'm the one that'll show them the way. I'm the one that'll be those good things for them. I'll take them to the places I want them to go, and I'll help them to get there in my time. I'm glad I serve a God that's that way tonight. I'm glad we serve a God that's that way tonight. I'm glad there's a divine leadership in God Almighty. I'm glad He says, I will. And when God says He will, praise God, you can take it to the bank. Amen. You can believe that God says He will, He will. He said, not only said He shall bring, He said, I will bring the blind. Amen. Even those that's unwilling to see, those that haven't saw before, God says, I'll take them by the hand and I'll lead them in the way. Amen. What we need today is a God to move in the hearts and minds of people and you and I, praise God, and we begin to realize that God wants to bring us along. God wants to grow us, praise God. God wants to pull us out of our blindness. God wants to take the blinders off, and God wants to show us the direction, praise God, He'd have us to go and help us to walk in there for the glory and honor of a holy God. Amen. We need to see Him high and lifted up. We need to realize and recognize tonight, praise God, the providence of God's providence in the life of His people. Now they was in despair. They was in anguish. They come to the point. They said, "What's the use? There's no use even trying." God said, "Listen, what I'll do, I'll roar through, and I'll get your attention. I'll be a God, and I'll move upon you." He said, "The blindness may be taken off." He said, "I'll bring the blind by the way that they knew not." Amen. Stop bringing by a way that they said they didn't know. You know what's wrong with the most people today in the blindness in this world? They don't know no better. Amen? They just don't know no better. People do things, act certain ways and do certain things, praise God, because they don't know no better. And if we ain't careful, we can ridicule them and put them down instead of coming alongside them and loving them. And you say, "Preacher, why should we do that?" Because God did. Amen? God's teaching us to be patient with people, to come alongside them, to help encourage them, and push them in the right direction. Amen. Say, "Preacher, didn't you mean to point them in the right direction?" No, sometimes, praise God, down there we live, you got to push them in the right direction. Amen. Help them realize just a little bit of push, a little bit of a gentle guidance, amen, to get them to go in the right direction. Amen. We get so bogged down in this world. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't think that's right." That's what God did. Amen. He said, I've been gently urging you, gently trying to persuade you to go in the right direction, take the blinders off to begin to see. But praise God, you ain't been listening, so I'm just going to shove you a little bit. Amen. Sometimes I believe God has to just shove us a little bit to get us to go in the direction He'd have us to go. In God's providence of life, praise, in life, praise, He realizes, amen, that we ain't going to do it, praise God, unless He can get our attention, unless He can persuade us with a little excessive persuasion. What's that? That's a little more than normal. Amen. So God begins to persuade us. So God gives us that design, promise, that design leadership to point us in the way that we should go. And it's not only that, but He promises a specific leadership. Amen. He said, "By the way, they know not." Amen. Praise God. So we leave the what we do, praise God, what we have to do is we have to leave the future to God. Amen. Realize that the future belongs to God. I don't know about the future. You don't know about the future. We don't know what the future holds. But we put the future in the hands of a holy God. And we say, "Lord, I'm just one of you little youngins, and I need you to just guide me and take me. Show me where you'd have me to be. Keep me going in the right path, praise God, so that you can get glory out of my life, so that I can be a help to others along the way to the magnifying and the edifying of the church." Amen. So God would get the glory. A specific leadership in Lord Jesus Christ. Because He knows the future, praise God. Amen. Let God make, in other words, we got to let God make the path. Realize He is that highway paver. Amen. Takes out the potholes. Moves those things out of the way, praise God. Takes them out of the way according to His purpose. And gives us that a more gentle path to go. To trod, if you will. Amen. In the help of a holy and a righteous God. He said, "I will lead them in paths that they have not known." I see the paths that we don't know about. But praise God, God does. I'm glad God knows every path. He knows every footstep. He knows, well, glory. He knows every step that we're going to take before we ever take it. Amen. You know, God knew the night I got saved that I was going to get saved before I ever knew it. Amen. The Holy Ghost, God moved upon my heart. He said, "Hey, let's go down, just bless him and move him up, move upon him with the Spirit, with my Spirit." And when he did, God said, "He's going to come out of there. I know it." He said, "Tonight's the night." Amen. Praise the Lord. And guess what? I come out of there, and that night was the night. I got saved, marvelously birthed into the family of God. Praise God. And when that foot headed for the altar, for that aisle way, praise the Lord, I was doing something for God. God was doing something for me. He was taking me in that path, praise God. That path that He's paved for us. That He's trod before us. Amen. God says He'll lead them. Amen. That He'd lead them. In other words, what God says here, says He said, "Look, I've got a personal intervention that I want to do in your life." See, that's what God does whenever we see the providence of God moving. That's that personal intervention in your life. You say, well, preacher, God don't really ever intervene in my life. You don't know what God does. Amen, Brother Kevin, God is continuously intervening in our lives. If He didn't, we'd be in a mess. Because we don't know what we need. We don't know where we need to go, but God knows exactly where we need, what we need, and where we need to be. And He intervenes in our life. He takes us in a path of His for His name's sake. So we have a personal intervention. He said, I will lead them. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad God said, I will lead them in paths they have not known. He said, I'm going to take them, praise God. I'm going to lead them. I'm going to take a personal responsibility for these people, for you and me. Amen. Because I'm going to take a personal responsibility. If God's willing to take a personal responsibility for you and me, then what shouldn't we take a personal responsibility to walk with Him? A lot of times we can say this. We say, you know what? Mom and Daddy, you love the Lord. And my mom and papa love the Lord. My mom and papa walk with God. Mom and Daddy walk God. My brother walks God. My sister walks with God. The church people walk God. What about us? We ought to all walk with God. If God's willing to take a personal responsibility for you, then we ought to take a personal responsibility for us. Amen. If He's willing to take a personal intervention in our lives, praise God, we ought to recognize that intervention and praise God. Amen. Take a time out and shout every now and then, thanking, praising God for what He does. So He says that specific leadership that He has for you and for me. Amen. And then He promises in this, God only does promises specific leadership, but He promises to be the light. There don't be no darkness. I'm glad for that. I don't like the dark. Used to be scared of the dark. I'm not scared of the dark no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, if I'm at my house, in my house on my property, I want it to be as dark as it can be. I don't have night lights. Hey, man, if a booger's going to come around my house and do something in my house, praise God, he's going to have to come around the dark. I'm going to praise God. I know where everything is, and he don't. Hey, man, he's going to be in dark. I'm going to know because it's my place. Hey, man, praise God. But he said God promised to light the way for us. He said, I will make darkness light. Where things is dark, when things seem so dismal and dark. I mean, all this is in this one verse. And God says, I'm going to bring these out. I'm going to have to get their attention. When I get their attention, so I'm going to bring them out of the blindness. I'm going to walk them the way they never did. I'm going to lead them. Praise God. I'm going to be a personal God to them. I'm going to give them the help they need. And said, I'll make the darkness light. Amen. That old darkness, that old shadow of darkness, praise God, that's been upon us. That old shadow of darkness that's holding us down, holding us back. God says, I'm going to open the light. I'm going to reveal the light. And the light's going to make the darkness flee. That's what God does. Amen. He says God's people is not supposed to live in darkness. We're supposed to walk in the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As He is the light, praise God. That's what the Lord says. He said, I will make darkness light. Amen. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, He said, if we walk in light as He is in the light. He said, we're supposed to walk in light because He's light, praise God, and we just walk with Jesus, praise the Lord, and everything will be all right. We got to stay with the Lord because He is that marvelous light that shines forth from heaven, praise God, that illuminates our hearts and our minds, gives us the direction, praise God, gives us a light to go by. You know, there's no reason for children of God to walk around in darkness because Christ is the light. Amen, praise God. God chooses children. Amen. God's children need light. They don't need darkness. Amen. In darkness, we blunder along and we don't know what we're doing. And God, that's why God has give us light so we won't be in the dark. Amen. The Word of God, amen, is a light unto our lives. And in the God's providence for life, praise God, He's better than Motel 6. He leaves the light on for you. He keeps things lit up. He keeps the light on so we can see. He walks us in light, praise God. He moves us in light. The light of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the providence of God is manifest in our hearts and our lives. So we see God moving, praise God. And He promises not only to give us a light to walk in, that the he'll make darkness light before them, but he said he'll make the crooked things straight. Amen? Praise the Lord. I remember when we first started preaching, we got called to go preach down at the Low Gap. It was Sodom Laurel's what they called it then. Sodom Laurel, we'd go down there, and that road coming across Lonesome Mountain was crooked as could be. I think they followed a black snake around through there and just paved it. Part of it's paved, part of it was dirt. And we'd go around through that road. It's the crookedest road I ever seen in my life. Went over and preached about 10 months. In 10 months, we slam wore a set of tires out of my wife's little van. I mean, it eat them up. My daughter, I've told you before, she couldn't even go over. Somebody couldn't even go over there. She'd get car sick. By the time she'd start to get better, we'd have to load up and come back. She'd be sick again before she got home. I mean, that road was just as crooked as could be. But God said He promised to straighten the highways. Amen. Praise God. He promised to straighten the highways. He said He'd make the crooked things straight. Those things that's crooked, those things that's adverse in our lives, praise God. He said God and only God can straighten them out. So what do we do? Praise God. So we have to just wait on the Lord. You might say we wait on the road straightener. Now, not only is He the road that can, the one that can pave the road, that can keep the road, praise God, but He's the one that can straighten the road. Give us a straight path to trod, a straight path to go in for His glory. And we see that, praise God, promised in here in the Word of God. He said He'd light the way for them, and they said He'd make the crooked things straight. Straighten them out. I wonder how many times in our life, praise God, we've needed things straightened out in our life. How many times this thing got all messed up and crooked and sideways, but God Almighty has moved in, His presence has come in, and He's took those old crooked things, gnarly things, and He put His hands upon them, and He straightened them out. Made them straight. Fixed them up. Made them better. That's what He said. That's what He promised He'd do. Even for an old rebellious people. Amen. If they just listen to God. He said, these things will I do unto them. So God promises, praise God. He makes a promise that He will do them. He will do it. He'll do it for them. If He'll do it for them, He'll do it for me and for you. He'll make praise God. He'll make those crooked things straight. He'll give us light to see. He'll take away the blinders. He'll lead us in the way, praise God, a way that we know not about. Glory, hallelujah. But He'll show us the way. I'm glad there's a God that's willing to show us the way today. The direction that we need to go and help us to walk therein even for His glory. So God promised, praise God, and He promises to do this for us. And He says in the journey, He finishes up here in verse 16 and said, not forsake them. Amen. He said, these things will I do unto them and not forsake them. God said, these things I'll take care of. These things I'm willing to do. These things I acknowledge that need to be done. Amen. Maybe in your life they've been needing to be done for a long time. Maybe it's come to realization, you're starting to realize, praise God, there's some things in our lives that need to be taken care of. There's some blindness that we hadn't realized. There's some things, praise God, there's some leaderships that's needed. There's some crooked things that need to be made straight. There's some darkness that needs to be made light. And the Lord says, I'll do that. Amen? He said, I will take care of that. And He said, while I'm working on it, I said, I'll not forsake you. I like that part because He says, you know what? I'm not going to get in the middle of something and just leave you. He said, I'm not going to get started on you, working on you, and just forsake you. Now, He says forsake. That means to leave you, to disown you, to go away. And God says, I'm not going to do that. There's a whole lot of people in the world, praise God, that will forsake you, that'll leave you, that'll cut and run when you get into hardships. Amen? When you get in a bind, amen, and your money runs out and your car quits and you don't have a place to live and things is not looking good, they'll cut and run and leave you stranded. But God says, praise God, He said, I will not do that to you. Amen. He said, I love you. He said, even though you've messed up, even though you've done things that's contrary to God, even though you've chose darkness and you walked around blind, God said, I'm going to illuminate you. I'm going to give you a peace. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to draw you out. I'm going to give you light. I'm going to take away the old crookedness. I'm going to make it straight. And I'm just going to be a God to you. I'm going to do that. Amen. I'm talking about the God's providence in your life, praise God. God said, I will do that. In other words, these are promises from God. These are all promises for God. God don't renege on a promise. I might make you a promise today and not be able to do it. I might make you a promise tomorrow and not be able to do it. I'd do my best to, but something might come up to where I can't. But God has made these promises, praise God, and He will do it. He says it in His Word. He said, these things will I do unto them. He said, the things I've said here, the promise I've made, I will follow through. Amen. Praise God. God will still follow through today. Amen. He'll follow through for you. He'll follow through for me. He's made us promises, praise God. Amen. He's taught us some lessons here. And He said, praise God, I will be a God to you. He said, but what you need to do, he said, you can't lag behind God. He said, we need to stay with God. Amen. You can't follow a way off. Amen. You can't lag behind Him. He said, you can't run ahead of Him. Don't want to run ahead of God. We don't ever want to get ahead of God. Amen. You get to run ahead of God, then you're running by yourself. You're running without God. You think you know more than God. Hey, I don't want to ever be ahead of God. I want to be with God, amen. I don't want to be behind Him either. If I'm going to follow Him, I'm going to follow Him close in the shadow of the cross, amen. He said not to ever walk in darkness. If there's any darkness, praise God, forsake the darkness and choose the light. Walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and you'll find your way. There won't be no blindness at all. But you'll be able to see the light. Amen. Like that old gospel song, praise God. See the light, the blessed gospel light. The Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior, praise God. Amen. Praise His name. He said, if we'll do these things, He said, then we'll never try to make a way within ourselves. Amen. I got to think about that. To make a way within ourselves, praise God, it's God's way. It's God's way. It's what God wants to do. It's what God wants to reveal in our life. It's the providence of God in your life and mine. The preeminence that He has as God Almighty. Things was going bad for Israel. Sin was in camp. Things was going, praise God, and God chastens them. But He said, in chastening comes mercy. And God said, in my mercy, praise God, He said, I will take away the blindness. He said, I'll lead you. Praise God, I'll direct you, I'll show you the way. Amen. Not my way, but His way. Amen. I'm not going to try to make a way within myself. I'm just going to follow in Jesus' way. The way Jesus said to go. Amen. Even for His glory. Praise God. Now I'm never going to be afraid because I know God is there. Amen. I'm not afraid of what God wants to do for me because He's made me a promise. He's made me a promise like He made in 16 right here in the end. He's made me a promise to never forsake me. He's made us a promise that He'll never leave us. He's made us a promise that He will always be there for us. You say, well, Pastor, sometimes it just feels like I'm all alone. Well, let me tell you something. If you're all alone, it's you and God. When everybody else has forsaken you, if you're a child of the King, then it's just you and God. And I want to say, David, by the authority of the Word of God, you can talk to God. You can trust in God. You can have faith in God. You can have faith in God's providential protection, providence in your life and in my life, that God's doing what God does best for His glory and for our benefit. Amen. The providence of God. You say, preacher, all that in one little verse. All that is in one little verse. What God wants to do for you and what He wants to do for me. He promised He would. He said, I will do unto them. The same thing that God said He'd do for them, He'll do for you. if we just trust Him today. Ask God to help us. Ask Him to minister to our hearts. Ask Him to be the Lord of our lives and allow Him to be. And He moves in and He takes up His abode. And He does those things for us to bring glory to His name and brings rejoicing in our heart. Brings us under the spout where the joy comes out. And we get to partake in the goodness of an Almighty God. Amen. Realizing I deserved justice. And I got mercy. I was blind, but now I see. I didn't know which way to go, but God showed me the way. I was in darkness, but praise God, now I have light. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was a lot of crooked things going on in my life, but now they've been made straight in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not the man I used to be, but I'm not who I'm going to be yet either. Praise God. Thank God. And the Lord said, I will do all those things for you because I love you and because I'm never going to forsake you. I'm going to be here with you. I'm going to show you the way. I'm going to be there to help you. I'm going to take care of you. Amen. And one day in a little while, He said, I'm going to call you home. Amen. But in the promise of the providence of God, God's providence in our lives, He has the preeminence if we'll give it to Him. Ask Him to just take control and take charge. Amen. He will. He can. As a child of God, as a born-again believer, praise God, if we keep pushing God away and pushing God away, God will get our attention. Amen. He'll bring us down to where we'll listen if He has to put you flat on your back to make you look up. Too many people's ending up there. But God says, listen, I want to turn the light on for you. And I want to be a God to you. Amen. I don't want to forsake you. I want to be there, praise God, to help you. Every step of the way as a God of providence. As a God of your life. Amen. Praise God.